This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, air temps up in record territory today and triple-digit real feels. AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr drops by now with a live look at today's muggy forecast and what we can expect for the weekend. Heather?
And it certainly is hot. We already have temperatures that are pretty much into the low and middle 80s, even a few spots, warmer spots, that are getting higher up into the 80s. We are on our way to record territory with sunshine for the most part as we head through the early part of the day and on into the early afternoon, heading up to near the record of 97 degrees in Central Park. AccuWeather real feel temperatures are going to be exceeding 100 degrees. So we do have a heat advisory that runs through 8 p.m. for that extreme heat and humidity. Then extreme heat warning is in effect for northeastern New Jersey, rather. Heading into tonight, we are going to pick up a thunderstorm or two. That'll be for late this afternoon and early this evening. Downpours and damaging winds coming through with those storms, only getting down to 74 for tonight, making it back to 86, though. So a break from the heat for tomorrow and right through the weekend. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Tethers Air on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3.
Well, a story we've been following out of Suffolk County this week, the man accused of shooting a police officer in the face and killing another man is now charged with murder and due in court today. It all started when police tried to serve a search warrant at the home of Nieves Reyes in North Bayshore. Reyes allegedly opened fire, shooting a 33-year-old officer. He's also suspected to have killed 66-year-old Eugene Allen, who was found by neighbors dead in the brush behind the home. Reyes was arraigned on Friday, but is due back in court today. Well, the NYPD is looking for a burglar who broke into a home in Queens and walked out with more than $300,000 in cash. Now, this happened back in May in Jamaica Estates near Chevy Chase Street and 80th Road. Cops say the man smashed a kitchen window, got inside, then raided a bedroom closet, stealing cash, jewelry, bags, and a bank card. He also ripped out the home's security camera system before taking off on foot. Police asking anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers. Well, PATH riders want answers after a costly upgrade seems to have made things worse. Earlier this year, service in and out of Hoboken was halted for a month to install a new interlocking system meant to prevent delays. But commuters say the delays have only gotten worse, and local leaders want to know what exactly happened here. PATH CEO Jim Heitman says they're working on it.
This is a safety item. It's something that, as much as we would like to fix it overnight, you have to do the proper analysis so that we get it done right. I mean, we wish we got it right the first time.
And the Port Authority says service issues could continue through Labor Day. Well, the city's animal shelters are packed, and City Hall says help is coming. Mayor Adams is investing $1 million into animal care shelters to add staff, boost training, and expand capacity at facilities that are at or near their intake limits. The money will fund 14 new frontline positions and other upgrades aimed at moving animals into homes faster. He also urged New Yorkers to consider adopting. ACC, the city contracted nonprofit that runs the shelter system, says the investment will help bridge the gap until larger, new, or fully renovated shelters in Queens and Brooklyn open next year. Well, a man accused of shooting a border protection agent in Washington Heights is due in federal court today. 22-year-old Christian Ibar Baroa was one of the two suspects caught on video in Washington Park. Federal authorities say he's in the country illegally and now faces federal charges. He's accused in at least four other robberies, all part of a 28 robbery spree, they say, mostly in the Bronx. The case has sparked backlash against Mayor Adams and the city's sanctuary policies, with the feds now suing to overturn them. Well, a final report is now out after that tragic bus crash that shook a Long Island community 2 years ago.
The NTSB report says the left front tire failed as the 2014 bus was traveling with staff and students from Farmingdale High School. Two adult chaperones were killed, dozens of students injured. Many lawsuits are still ongoing against the now defunct bus company. The report says the tire was underinflated and that only one passenger was wearing a seatbelt. That passenger was not ejected from the bus and suffered minor injuries. Following the tragic crash, New York State now requires charter buses to be equipped with safety belts and mandates their use. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And the Nisconsin company that operated that charter bus has since gone out of business. Well, George Santos is now saying his goodbyes. The former New York congressman, now a convicted fraudster. He posted a dramatic farewell yesterday on social media before heading off to federal prison. He's set to begin a seven-year sentence after pleading guilty to lying to the feds and stealing from donors. Santos even appealed to President Trump for clemency, but admits an 11th-hour pardon is unlikely. The message ended with his signature sign-off, "Forever fabulously yours, George." He has until 2 o'clock this afternoon to turn himself over to the Bureau of Prisons. Now, Santos made headlines back in 2022 with his upset win in a congressional district on Long Island's North Shore, which flipped the seat to the Republican Party. But even before he was sworn in, much of Santos's backstory was found to be completely made up, including claims of a college degree and a fancy career on Wall Street.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.